get a satisfaction on number three.
Okay. Anything else?
Number two itself is there's a lot of competency requirements that's required. One is the waterproofing itself. If you look at the waterproofing experience of the bidders versus us, we have more than them. So if competency and price are put together, how do they choose them? It failed to satisfy, you know, the competency of the winning bidders.
Okay. Is there anything else?
That's all.
Okay. Ms. Peterson?
Thank you. And I respect that both of you gentlemen have worked in the community and have children attending the schools, and we want what's best for the children. I agree. As far as the motion to dismiss in part, that is a legal basis, because even as he was asking, well, what did GDOE use as their estimate for the size requirement, that is something that was not in the original protest. And while we received the original protest and answered it to what we felt was satisfactory in answering it, when they submit the same letters and don't point to anything in our response that they are questioning, we are unable to identify what in our response is unsatisfactory to them so that we can present our case to the OPA. And without knowing what relief they're requesting, we are unable to prepare and understand or even potentially reach a settlement. We're legally unable to move forward if it's just the sending the response that we already sent to them and without any more information. So, and that relates both to the original motion to dismiss and the motion to dismiss in part. Their comments back to us was the first time we had ever seen anything further that we could potentially respond to, and some of the comments were inappropriate to bring into this forum. Thank you.
All right. We'll take that motion to dismiss in part under advisement as well, and issue a decision in writing as well. Okay. And the second of order of business is the pre-hearing conference. Okay. Now, I know that the appellant had made a request for a hearing. A couple weeks ago, I think it was, and you still have a right to that hearing, okay, if you so desire. Is it your desire to still have a scheduled hearing where you call witnesses?
Yes, sir.
We hear your case, or
yes.
Your other option, once again, you don't have to take it, but your other option, you have the choice, is we could decide your case based on the pleadings that you've already filed, okay? That's still an option that you have without a hearing. We would render a decision on your appeal probably in the next 30 days or so without a hearing, if that's something you agree to, but that's entirely up to you, okay? Do you still want a hearing, or do you still want to just have us decide it based on the pleadings of your that have been filed so far?
Okay. We'll let you guys decide.
Oh, no. That's up to you. You have an absolute right to a hearing if you request it. And we will schedule one, and we will hold one if that's what you still want to. Normally a hearing is, if you have parts of your argument that you feel are better made with witness testimony, that's normally what the hearing is for. If pretty much all you have to argue is, you've already argued that successfully in your pleadings, in writing. That's up to you, but we're still going to hold a hearing. What I won't allow, though, is repetitive evidence, okay? If you have 10 witnesses that are saying the same thing over and over again, well, yeah, the first one pretty much satisfies everything. You don't need to call 20, 30 others to say the same thing.
I'll make it plain and simple.
Yes.
My girl asked me, what am I doing this for? And I said, it's for you. And she understands.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her what this OPA is for. So, yes, we do vote for them. So I said, that's why I said, we'll make you make the decision. And that will base of me what telling my girl is, this is a decision what they made. How did they come? I don't know. So we hired you guys. We voted for you guys to make the evaluation of what's the outcome or whatever. So I think we make it simple. We're spending too much time in this. Yeah, we go bid somewhere else, and you know, maybe they'll pick us because we're doing well. But actually, it's not about the picking or what. It's the right way to do the work and the right way, the procedures, how to do the bid and awards.
Oh, we don't want to hold hostage your project. We want the contractor, whoever is going to do it, to finish it in time, and you can award it before you lose your funds. It's just that if GDOE can satisfy, you know, or you can make a decision. We want to go to a hearing, but then again, it's going to prolong this protest.
We don't want the money to be gone.
We can call Sodexo or whoever's your project managers and ask them questions that we need answers, but, you know, we can.
Okay, I'm still not understanding. If you're going to waive your right to a hearing, you'd have to submit that in writing.
Yeah.
Okay, and we would need that by today, okay? Otherwise, I will actually schedule a hearing in this matter.
Probably give us today to submit the letter, and we'll sit down. Okay, we want to help also GDOE. We're here not to make the life of GDOE miserable. They're already having problems with their funds and everything. We're here to help to make it the right way.
Okay. Well, if you're talking about, okay, I understand what you're saying, okay? If you're going to withdraw your appeal, you'd also have to do that in writing. They would have to agree to that. If you're not going to withdraw the appeal,
I think he wants to decide on the record, right? Okay. Based on the evidence filed, to withdraw the appeal.
I'm just exploring, you know, because he didn't make some comments. If that's, you know, not what you're doing, that's not your desire, if you don't want a hearing and you submit your waiver of hearing, we will render a decision.
Good.
Okay, based on your pleadings.
Yes.
Without a hearing, okay? Is that what you're intending, or is that?
I guess that's what we are discussing a while ago, yes.
Okay, so if you file that today, then we will decide the case based on the pleading and not schedule a hearing, okay? If you don't file that by today, it looks like the earliest date we will have to hold a hearing in this matter will be July the 2nd. And if I don't receive the your waiver of hearing in writing by 5 o'clock today, I will schedule a hearing and the commensurate filing deadlines, for various items that go for the hearing. I'll render that decision probably by Tuesday. Monday is a holiday, of course, okay? But by Tuesday, you'll get a scheduling order for that hearing if I don't get the waiver of hearing filed today. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Yes.
May I ask how long a decision would take after a full hearing do you anticipate?
Well, by law, we're supposed to render a written decision within 30 days, and pretty much we are on track with that timeline. And that's 30 days after the conclusion of the hearing, okay? Keep in mind that some hearings take 2 to 3 days sometimes. Okay. Depends on how many witnesses you're calling. All right. Here, if you're waiving a hearing, we will likely render a decision within about 30 days as well.
Okay.
Are there any other questions about this or any other issues that we need to take up at this time? Okay. So I'll just state again for clarity. Okay. As there's a strong possibility from what I'm hearing that you're going to make a written waiver of a hearing. If that's not filed today, I will schedule this matter for a hearing on July the 2nd. Okay.
Before we close, I would like to make some comments and observations about your statements overall. And this is also addressed to DOD because in reviewing the motions, you know, Ms. Pedersen, I was kind of perturbed by DOE's comment. Let's just talk about the time frame. Allied Billers filed their protest on January 5th. DOE did not render its decision until April 3rd, nearly 90 days later. And then throughout its pleadings, it's telling OPA, be expeditious because we're going to lose the money because now it's before us. Yet, they were not expeditious in resolving this claim. We've had two public hearings on this very issue. DOE has only begun to issue its specifications end of October. It's still doing it now. And then it's blaming all these vendors when they protest because you folks have been very slow. So the fault doesn't lay with these vendors who've protested. The fault really lays with DOE and its slowness. And then for you to say, OPA, hurry up and make a decision when it took you 90 days is truly disingenuous on the part of DOE. If DOE was concerned about getting these projects out, why didn't DOE respond more timely? That's a thing you folks need to go back and address because you are extremely slow in responding to protests. Now, to address the concerns of Allied Billers, maybe just from a history point of view, we had a similar type case because actually I think you protested on the two that were not initially protested by Infratech. Mm-hmm. And the protest from Infratech was really quite valid in my opinion. And so as a result of that, I'm talking about Infratech's now. I'm not talking about your case, but it's on the same projects because there were five RFPs. And Infratech protested on three. So I can only speak to Infratech. I'm not speaking on the grounds of yours.
Yes.
But you do seem to have a similar argument in the sense of the price. And that was a very difficult case. I thought Infratech did a very good job in representing themselves pro bono. I think they were very sincere in their protest to DOE. Again, DOE took an extremely long time because that was back in October. I mean, this bid was really back in October.
Yes,
you know, and here it is October, and now here it is May, and we're still on the same thing. So the fault doesn't lay with the vendors. The fault lays with DOE for its slowness in getting things out, and then slowness in responding to these vendors who, in good faith, feel that there was just something wrong. And even myself, as a lay person, I had to hire an independent person because I didn't feel I could rely on Sodexo because Sodexo, of course, is representing DOE. I wanted an independent opinion as to the specifications, which we did get. Mark Ruth responded to that, and what I will do is post that on our because this is we will post that under the Sodexo appeal. That letter was provided to DOE for their guidance. All right, but possibly this Mark Ruth's letter will help you understand because I felt, given all this, I did not know where to go because both raised very valid arguments. And possibly the letter of Mark Proof, who was hired independently, who was not involved in any of this, might give you some clarification. But again, that only pertains to Infratech, correct, not necessarily to your appeal, because you're bidding on the same projects or concepts. Yes. You're just, this, your protest is on, I think, E and D, the different, on the different schools.
Yes.
And again, I thought that Infratech was very sincere in their concerns. As I mentioned, they had a similar concern as to pricing and so on. But again, we ended up looking at Mark Ruth for guidance, and his letter kind of clarified things. And for the, in the interest of transparency and openness, we will post his letter on our website for you to kind of see why we ended up deciding Infratech in the way we did. But again, I go back to DOE and admonish DOE for being so slow in responding. Had DOE responded more sooner, we could have already heard this case a couple of months ago. But for you to wait till April 3rd, and then of course the clock goes from there. So DOE needs to step up the plate also, because DOE's procurement response to these vendors who do protest are untimely. And vendors, I get tired of hearing vendors are the cause of delays. Vendors very selectively decide when to protest. Most vendors decide in good faith and good conscience, we've got to correct the system. And I, hearing that from the allied people, it's not their desire to delay. But I can see where their concern is, because I had similar concerns in the Infratech appeal. So DOE needs to be more timely. And in fact, that's one of the proposed things we want to say. If an agency does not respond within a reasonable time frame, it will be automatically denied, because of the, even DOE, for example, in one case, never responded to vendors. It took over a year until OPA told them to render a decision, because that was unfair to the vendor. Yeah, so unfortunately, the law does not require the agency to respond in a timely manner. It's quite open, and we've seen this in many cases, even with GSA and others. And that's one of the failings in our procurement law, that the lack of timeliness of to protest on the part of the agency does cause delay. So again, I want to thank you for taking the time in filing your protest. I apologize on the, that it wasn't more timely responded on the part of DOE, and we will do our best to timely resolve this protest, this appeal.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Yep. Are there any other matters? Okay. So we are adjourned. It is approximately 9:41. We are off the record. Thank you.